presented with around 300 dishes a day made from ingredients brought in from all over the country. Human sacrifice also formed part of the cuisine, and his priests would cook up the remains of sacrificial victims in squash flour soup. The most Baroque dish to emerge from the conquest is mole poblano, a thick sauce like dark blood concocted from chocolate, almonds, spices, and three types of chili, originally put together by nuns in a convent in Puebla. In Mexico, there's a saying that the spicier a food, and the more it makes you cry, the tastier it is. True culinary enjoyment should be accompanied by a bit of agony. To this day, mole remains our most popular dish, served at all ceremonial events, a fiery reminder of the lavish, tempestuous, rioting energies from which modern Mexico was born.
The essay was presented by Chloe Arichis and produced in Bristol by Tim Dee. Tomorrow night at the same time, Tessa Hadley stands up for Henry James's long and tortuous and Baroque sentences. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. Time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
The zany world of Lars Holmer, the Swedish accordionist and composer who died so suddenly a few years ago. So much respected by those who worked with him, people like Maria Kalaniemi and Guy Klusevic in Accordion Tribe. Lars was entirely self-taught, discovering music through a zither given to him by his grandmother. I'm Fiona Talkington. Welcome again to Late Junction. Now, my last Kevin Ayers request of the week, though I have got something from one of his BBC sessions for you later on. David emailed Max, actually, a couple of weeks ago and shared his memory of meeting Kevin in 1995, when he was a music student in Leeds and Kevin was playing at the Duchess with a backing band, as David calls them, the acrobatic proggers, Wizards of Twiddly. David had recently performed Irreversible Neural Damage under another title for his university course, and he told the story to Kevin, who thought it was quite funny that this dark psychedelic trip was worth a 2-1.
Thank you.
That's a Norwegian supergroup called Grand General, featuring the violinist Ulla Kvernberg, who you might remember played with Stian Carstensen at Lake Junction's 10th birthday concert, Evan Hermansen from Bushman's Revenge and Shining, Ellen Slettervold, Trond Furness, and the drummer Kenneth Kapstad, who we also heard from yesterday in the band Muster. That comes from their album called Grand General, and that's out this week. Cavaneas just before, and Irreversible Neural Damage, which comes from the Confessions of Dr. Dream and other stories. Thanks to David for sharing your memory of meeting Kevin in Leeds all those years ago. If you want to get in touch with us, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk.
And so once again, my dear Johnny, my dear friend, and so once again, you are fighting us all. And when I ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and I follow, my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say I have turned like the enemies you've earned, but I can remember all the good things you are. And so I ask you please, can I help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, what time is this to trade the handshake for the fist? And so once again, oh, America, my friend, and so once again, you are fighting us all. And when we ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and we follow, my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say we have turned like the enemies you've earned, but we can remember all the good things you are. And so we ask you please, can we help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, we have all come to fear the beating of your drum.
Bravo. Yeah.
an example of what they call table songs in Georgia. That was a hymn to eternal life, sung by the Tsinandali Choir. And just before that, Joni Mitchell, what an amazing song from 1969, The Fiddle and the Drum, which a few years ago was used for a ballet of the same name for a Canadian ballet company. This piece is nothing short of fiendish, the cellist Stephen Isler said to composer and pianist Thomas Addis when he gave him a new composition. "It's the hardest piece I've ever learned," said Stephen. "You're demanding things of the cello no one has ever demanded before." "What can I say?" replied Thomas Addis. "I don't know why it is that the cello of all instruments makes one dream of elsewhere when one hears it." That piece, called Les Heures from Lieu Retrouvé, is coming up after this rag. Misha Garadun from Ravi Shankar.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful music. Les Eaux, the waters, from a piece called Lieux retrouvés, places found. It's written by Thomas Addis and played there by Thomas Addis with the cellist Stephen Isselis. And they followed a piece played by Ravi Shankar, the rag Mishra Garajun. Now, the traditional Swedish song arranged by Lena Willemark, Jonas Knutsson and Mats Urberg. I wish you all the best, sweet angel, though you have left me. In my mind, you are mine.
Thank you.
Two young Turkish musicians there, Bekir Şahin Balolu playing oud and Nurullah Kanek who plays ney, and that's from their duo album called Veranak, which means joyful or serene. And they followed on from the legendary Swedish singer Lena Willemark with Jonas Knutsen and Mats Urberg there in their arrangement of a traditional Swedish song. Heinrich Bieber was one of the greatest violinists of the 17th century, and among all the interpretations of his music, one of the most arresting, I think, is this one by the violinist John Holloway, the harpsichordist Lars Ulrik Mortensen, and the organist Aloysia Assenbaum.
Thank you.
taking playing from John Holloway, Aloysia Assenbaum and Lars Ulrich Mortensen, Heinrich Bieber's Sonata No. 3 in F major. You'll find details of Radio 3's Baroque Spring on the Radio 3 website. I taught myself accordion in reaction to grunge, says Alec K. Redfern. Since people tended to hate the accordion, I decided to love it. Well, here he is with the song St. James Infirmary from the album Sister Death.
On the corner by the square, the drinks they were served as usual, in the goodly crowd it was there. On my left stood old Joe Margetti, his eyes bloodshot and red. Gather round me, oh, you sinners, and I'll tell you what old Joe said. As I passed by that old St. James Infirmary, so cold, so sweet, so fair. 16 coal black horses hitched to a rubber-tired hat. Took 7 young girls to the graveyard. Only 6 of them are coming back. Let it go, let it go. God bless her, wherever she may be. She can search this whole wide, wide world over, she'll never find a friend like me. In a high top Stetson hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know that I died standing flat. So now that you've heard Just tell them I was here and I'm gone. Just tell them I was here and I'm gone. Just tell them I was here.
Thank you.
That's the sound of the Lecuona Cuban Boys from 1935, Maria Belén Chacón, following Frida Hultley, Ava Henriksen and Maya Ratia from their album Passing Images. And first of all there, that was Alec K. Redfern and the Eyesores, a song called St. James's Infirmary. Well, I've been paying tribute to Kevin Ayers all this week, and my last track from him this week is part of a Radio 1 Top Gear session from February 1970. Why are we sleeping?
Thank you. with a blessing and it ends with a curse. Making life easy by making it worse. My mask is my master, the trumpeter weeps, but his voice is so weak that he speaks from his sleep. Say, why? a blessing ends with a curse. Making life easy by making it worse. My mask is my master, the trumpeter weeps, but his voice is so weak as he speaks from his sleep. Say it. My shirt, but you say you like my hat, but you never say that you like me or something nice like that. What about me? What about me? Is it just an envelope that you can't see?
You can't see, you can see.
You say you like my shirt, you say you like my hat, but you never say that you like me or something nice like that. What about me? Yeah, what about me? Is it just an envelope that you can't see? You say you like my shirt, you say you like my hat, but you never say that you like me or something nice like that. What about me? What about me? Is it just an envelope that you can't see? You say you like my shirt, you say you like my hat, but you never say that you like me. Something nice like that. What about me? What about me? Is it just an envelope that you can't see? You say you like my shirt, you say you like my hat, but you never say that you like me. Something nice like that. What about me? What about me? Is it just an envelope that you can see? You say you like my shirt, you say you like my hat, but you never say that you like me. Something nice like that. What about me? What about me? Is it just an envelope that you can see? You say you like my shirt, you say you like my hat, but you never say that you like me or something nice like that. What about me? What about me? Is it just an envelope that you can see? You say you like my shirt, you say you like my hat, but you never say that you like me or something nice like that. What about me? What about me? Is it something that you can see? You say you like my shirt, say you like my hat, but you never say that you like me or something nice like that. What about me? What about me? Is it just an envelope that you can see? You say you like my shirt, you say you like my hat, but you never say that you like me or something nice like that. What about me? What about me? Is it just an envelope that you can see?
We'll leave you with a smile, Kevin. Kevin Ayers, Why Are We Sleeping? And You Say You Like My Hat, recorded for a Radio 1 Top Gear session the 10th of February, 1970. Nearly time for me to go. I hope you can join me tomorrow lunchtime on Radio 3, live from LSO St Luke's in London. The Nash Ensemble are playing Schubert's Octet, part of LSO St Luke's 10th birthday celebrations. And I'll be back here with Late Junction next Tuesday night. I will be starting slightly later than usual all week at 11:15. Tomorrow night here on Radio 3, Lopa Katari introduces a session by the Ethiopian singer Meklit Hadero. And on Monday, Jess Nelson will be here with Jazz on 3, introducing the Instant Composers Pool Orchestra featuring Han Benink and Misha Mengelberg. I'm going to end tonight on a gentle note with Music for Women's Voices and Vibraphone by Alfred Schnittke. It's called Voices of Nature. Whatever you're doing this Easter weekend, I hope you have a very good time. Until next time, good night.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. Welcome to Through the Night with me, Katrina Young. Penitential music takes us through most of the next couple of hours, although Schubert balances the equation at the end with his Trout Quintet. Before it, a surprisingly romantic-sounding 20th-century passion, and to begin with, a setting of St. Matthew's Passion by Johann Tyler, one of the last musicians to study under the elderly Heinrich Schütz. In a way, Tyler bridges the gap between Schütz and Bach. It was Tyler who first put chorales into the German passions. Something else Bach might have copied is Tyler's choice of casting. His evangelist is a tenor, Kurt Ekulutz, in this performance, and Jesus a bass, Stephen Varco. Other parts include Rogers Covey-Crump as Judas and John Potter as Peter. Charles Medlem directs London Baroque.
Seinen Jüngern. Ihr wisset, dass nach 3 Tagen Ostern wird und des Menschen Sohn wird überwundet werden, dass gekreuzigt wird. Da versammelten sich die Hohenpriester und Schriftgelehrten und die Ältesten im Volk in dem Palast des Hohenpriesters, der hieß Kaiphas, und hielten Rat, wie sie Jesu mit Listen griffen und töten. Sie sprachen Jünger sahen, wurden sie unwillig und sprachen.
Wozu dient dieser Feuer? An mir getan.
Das Osterlamm. Und am Abend setzte sich zu Tische mit den Zwölfen, und da sie aßen, sprach an jeglicher unter ihnen und sagten zu